We are here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in this beautiful place called the Bahamas. Troy Stang, Bahamas, are you kidding me?
Right.
This place is pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is another world, but it's still full of awesome.
Exactly. Other side, literally for you especially. So, hey, before we get into a couple of the topics at hand, how's the conference been for you? I mean, we're, what, in the third day, kind of the closing day of it, I guess?
We are. And you know, you get so hyped up about coming to the conference like this and seeing all the people and hearing the stories from back home.
Yeah.
And then recognizing how connected we are. You know, it doesn't matter what corner of the world, but cooperative finance, credit unions, it's a way of life. It's a way of bringing hope and reality to so many families around the globe. So
yeah, I agree.
It's pretty rewarding to be a part of that.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I mean, in the years that I've been coming here, it's like we all come from the corners of the planet, but we all kind of have the same issues, trends, but different ways of figuring it out, different solutions and stuff. So it's really kind of cool to see the brainstorming going on, you know, and the networking and stuff. So it's pretty cool to see that.
You know, the coolest thing for me is to see how the credit unions, no matter what region of the globe, no matter in what country, no matter what regulatory structure or environment or operating environment that they focus in, the consistent thing is the structure of the credit unions has those institutions so focused from a mission alignment on the members that they're serving in their fields of membership, in their communities, whatever that is, that they don't take the eye off the ball. And that ball is the members that they serve each and every day.
Yeah, and there's a lot of passion here. Oh my gosh, it's really invigorating and inspiring.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty cool. So we were just kind of going through your notes and stuff about Northwest Credit Union. Creighton's in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And obviously you guys are just killing it in the Northwest as usual. You guys, I'm just, what was it, 55% market share still?
Absolutely.
Or something? Probably higher than that now.
And growing.
But you guys have a huge presence here as well. So tell me about some, because you have Stephen Stapp, Carlos Cicero, Tonita Webbs. I mean, there's some Northwest Credit Unions that are on stage here sharing their great stories.
It is really exciting. Congratulations to Steve Stapp, President and CEO of Unitas Credit Union in Portland, for being re-elected to the chair of the World Council for another year. And Carla Cicero got voted in yesterday for another two-year role on the board. So two people in the governance structure of World Council from the Northwest. We think that's pretty cool.
You're representing.
And the learning that they bring back and the connectivity to the global credit union system continuously back to the Northwest is a real blessing. You mentioned Tonita. Tonita did a beautiful, beautiful presentation on inclusion and equity and you know, the modern day real view of that and how do you embrace that in an organization. And so she really held a captive audience during her presentation. And then we had Shirley Cade from Providence Credit Union.
Yeah, Shirley's coming in here later, yeah.
Yep, Shirley, and we had Terry from the U.S. Ironworkers Credit Union talking about how do you take these organizations that have beautiful legacies, but really in today's environment where some would say financial services is very cluttered, how do you take those brands, find and reinvigorate a value proposition that's relevant to the consumer today.
Right.
And again, back to my earlier comments, no different than what we're seeing and hearing in the global stage is don't lose sight of that member.
Right.
And being a credit union, that is our accountability. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the prize, and that prize, that ball is the member. And so if you have that focus, you're good to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Very excited about that.
Yeah.
Along with hundreds and hundreds of other learning that we've had throughout the week. The week kicked off with the Global Women's Leadership Forum.
Yeah.
A little bit of celebration there. And back in the Northwest, we've been really excited to have launched now Sister Societies.
Right on. Good for you guys.
Across the three states. And it's, you know, it's another segment of our industry. Up in the Northwest, there's 25,000 people who work for credit unions. And you know, we all get energized when there's that spark, that's something that connects us. And the women's, you know, Global Women's Sister Societies has been that for so many of our Northwesterners.
Yeah.
So
they have dominated the news here at this conference.
You know,
and it's a great thing.
It's a great thing. But you take that group, you take the young credit union professionals. I have so much hope and so much excitement for what's yet to come. In the credit union movement, because the talent's there, the passion there, the alignment with mission, and then understanding the models and how we operate them. The most interesting thing, though, of all these conversations at the World Council for me has been really understanding the interaction and the environment of the regulatory system, the legislative system, the governing bodies that credit unions in each of these countries interact with, how engaged the credit unions are with those entities, helping shape their future. You know us in the Northwest, very actively involved in advocacy and seeing and learning some new ideas from some of these credit unions as to how do you pull the grassroots, how do you pull that mission work that we're doing on the front line, front and center, and start with that in your advocacy. Because nobody can blink an eye at the results that credit unions can have when it's helping the member, and those stories really come to life.
I'm sure you've talked to a gazillion people here, but what have you taken away? What have you learned that you'll take back to your organization there in the Northwest?
I have taken back a newfound appreciation about really respecting what we have in the United States, what we have in our states, in our state regulatory systems, the design of that, and the responsibility that we have to ensure the structure, the operating environment that we operate in as credit unions, that we don't take that for granted, that we are leaning in. And again, we do a lot of that advocacy work, but it is our responsibility to shape that for tomorrow. Because in other countries where they hadn't been blessed with such a solid regulatory structure, if you don't have it, it's hard to get it. If you lose it, it's hard to gain it back. And there's so many value propositions in what we have in our two-tiered, dual charter system. We really enjoy in the United States credit unions can choose a state charter or a federal charter, and we've got our federal insurance or private insurance in some cases. But making sure we have that choice, because in countries where there's no choice, then the credit unions handcuff to the way the bureaucracy says they must operate, and many times that those demands and those regulatory structures then are no different than the largest institutions in those countries. So advocacy is a 365-day-a-year job, and it's a part of every, I believe, a part of every credit union employee's job, and we need to also make sure our members appreciate that this does not come for granted.
Yeah, and to spread that word here to these folks, who are already super passionate about what they do and stuff, it's just it just kind of adds to it. It's very complimentary to what's already going on. And just, again, I think it's the stories that I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard too, are so inspiring. And again, we should be very grateful for the system that we have, even though we have our issue. I know, we have our issues and all type of stuff, but man, we should, what other folks have to go through, we should be very appreciative of what we have in the States for sure. And then, but we can also learn from what they have to go through as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. And on top of it then, especially in the global scene, when you see technology leapfrogging in some cases, instances of how we are doing things in the United States, understanding that there was such a burning platform in some of those countries, from a communication, from a geography, from a money transfer pressure point, out of that has sparked some new technologies, and
it's pretty amazing.
You don't need to be in those countries and be underserved in financial services, because there is a credit union. Credit unions are finding a way to, again, stay focused and be mission-oriented with the members and the communities that they serve.
Yeah, we're actually going to have Doug Leaton from Visa in here a little later today talking about what they're doing in Kenya. So it's, I'm really... can't wait for that one, because they're doing some really cool stuff in Kenya and partnering with the World Council. So it's pretty neat stuff that's going on. So
there you go. That's technology at its finest.
Exciting stuff. All right, Troy, I know you got a full plate today, but appreciate you coming by. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom?
Final words of wisdom. We've got a couple things coming up in the Northwest.
There's a little thing called the MAX.
MAX, yes.
And it's not so little. It's pretty big.
It's big. This year we're going to be in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
We've got a trade show that I think is busting at the seams. Well over 130 different business partners that are going to be showcasing some of their new cutting technology. We've added this year a sort of Shark Tank pitch contest in the center of that trade
show.
Very
nice.
So it's going to be some of the cutting edge fintech organizations really showing what they got and then hearing from the audience, much like we do on reality TV today. Do that vote. They're in or they're out. And so excited about that. We just finished signing the keynote speakers, and it's it's certain.
I can't wait.
It is absolutely certain to leave the audience with a lot of inspiration mm-hmm. and excitement to get back to their shop.
Yeah, you guys put on a good show up there, for sure. And the technology slant that you guys is really well done as well. So it's a good show all the way around. So I can't wait.
Look forward to having you there.
All right.
Thank you,
good stuff, Troy.
Yes.